I'm saying, and I've never had the privilege of doing what I wanted to do. Never.
Work on trying to analyze myself and deal with myself, because I know I've been a fuck up. And, but I have a problem with hearing and understanding a lot of things, you know, like words. I can't, you know, pick up on words. Like, you can say, you know, some words and it'll just get, I'm serious.
You understand pussy?
Oh, God,
yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Stay there, Humphrey, and be an excuse. You wouldn't have brought that to death.
I don't want it.
Feel on my blood pressure problem. It's gone up to the danger level again. My blood pressure is right now at the danger level again. You feel my blood pressure. I can't live with this. I really can't live with this shit. I don't understand it. A man tells me somebody walking around the goddamn place. You've been in here all afternoon. You tell me somebody's walking around the place. Cops walking around the place. I don't hear a damn word about cops. Hemoglobin and take my blood. Okay, take my blood. But there ain't no solution to me. They're going to keep going giving me strokes by this shit. He can do all the medical things in the world. He's the best doctor in the world. You are stupid. You just lost. You lost the opportunity of your lifetime. You're walking around. Nothing. Now, what else in the news? There was somebody walking around the church. Yeah, go ahead. But it's just shit. I hear this shit. This shit just tears the fuck out of me. It tears the fuck out of me. You people just tear the fuck out of me.
That they're demanding that they have John and Dana, and like I said, I didn't hear it.
Say he has a hearing problem.
Yeah, oh, come on, man. We went through that once before and turned around whispers. All you people giving us this shit. Don't give me that.
All of you don't hear the news, it's because you don't listen, because you don't give a shit. And you better give a shit. You ought to be grateful the dad pours out all this news. It's fantastic to hear what's going on in the world. The very opposite of what it was in the States, where they just told you a bunch of crap all the time about what you needed to buy.
What else, Dan? They're coming after. Who's coming after Dana and John?
Tim and Grace.
Tim and Grace?
Not on their life. Tim and Grace come in here to get their brains blown out. Come on, it has to take more than Tim and Grace.
From what I can gather, would be the I didn't, because I was back working in the kitchen area.
Oh, shit. Now, don't give me no shit. You were in here. You been in here?
Just alert.
Some of the shit's been said right while you were here, while you were up here in discussion. Tell me some news, Stanley. Tell me some news. Tell me any kind of news. Any kind of news you've heard.
Hey, this is a bitch. Oh, Marcus whispered Stanley back there. He whispered, I saw his mouth move. And you heard him that?
That's what I set up. I just had that set up.
How many times he said?
He said one time.
He said it one time, prick. And I knew you were lying. He whispered and you turned around.
One time.
I told him to do it. Because I knew people all the time. You underestimate my intelligence. You fuckers are too stupid to deal with me. And I am too sick of dealing with people who play these stupid-ass games. He whispered your name and you turned around. Two rows from you. You can't hear.
He said they're going to have a news interview, and that we want our people to get it together back and sit back there to get it together so that when they go in the radio room, they have it together. I think it would be the intelligence side, the CIA.
I'd make Martin Luther King in the statement on death. And there ought to be some quote. Anybody know quote offhand on Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King said he expected to die. So people to familiarize it. Martin Luther King and anybody that knows Senator Kennedy. And Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. That motherfucker was that's hundreds of years ago. And we voted to do so. Our people have voted to do so. We're a participatory democracy. We will not be as the Jews who marched submissively to the I wouldn't mention Jews, those who marched submissively to the gas ovens. But we will be like the valiant heroes of the Warsaw Ghetto before we give up our liberty. I wouldn't use Jews. I wouldn't say I would not be like those. I don't put a racial contact on it. Those who went to. Who marched submissively to the gas ovens would be a good way to put it, but we would be rather like the valiant heroes of the Warsaw Ghetto. And if anybody remembers who they were, I doubt at this point in history. If you can't understand that willingness to die if necessary rather than compromise, the right to exist free from harassment, then you will never understand the integrity, honesty, and bravery of People's Temple. The integrity in our guts. I don't know whether I like your word guts. It would seem that any person with integrity or guts would have no trouble understanding such a position, since however the people we are dealing with have neither integrity nor guts, we are not surprised that they would find it startling. Some of the word gut doesn't ring to me. Is there any other word? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it does. Maybe it's practical human talk. Huh? It's macho. Don't you think we should change the word then from that? Since the people we deal with have neither integrity nor the courage that we do. Courage. What about courage? Okay, let's go. Perseverance ain't strong enough. I think, but perseverance not strong enough. You have to be courage, or as Shaken said, depth of commitment. But perseverance, now to me, I may be wrong, but that word perseverance doesn't hold. It's too traditional. It's a bullshit mess. Tell me some news, Stan. I'm waiting here hearing from some news. But tell me what's happening in the world. I want to throw my voice away about 4 or 5 hours a day, except today, because we had all these guests here, and then the white night that's ensued. Up all night. Crisis in the dawn hours. Tell me some news.
I can recall when you spoke about Zimbabwe, they won the struggle over
Zimbabwe. I told her. Zimbabwe, where's Zimbabwe?
It's
in Southeast Asia?
No, it's Africa.
Oh, that's good. What part of Africa?
It'd be South Africa.
Oh, that's close enough. Go ahead. What about Zimbabwe?
They have one. The struggle over there.
Yeah. What do you say? I didn't hear it.
They won their struggle over there, and I said, I'm sure glad to hear that.
Zimbabwe won the struggle? You guys, that's what it has to be, so you can go on fucking, I guess, and talk six hours and bore your wife. 450 of their school children was captured and tortured. That's how much they've wanted. I don't know where you got that they wanted. Nobody had given the impression that Rhodesia or Zimbabwe had won the struggle. Shift, please. Tell me something else if you can follow it through accurately, Stanley. Anybody can talk 6 hours, ought to be able to do something. He said all of the things he said. How'd that agree with what you said, by the way? He said that he was telling you how he didn't want to hurt a sister like you, and he was sorry to hurt a sister like you, and he wasn't good enough for a sister like you. And then he admitted that the real reason was he wanted to talk you out of the doctor so he could get back and get your nookie again. What did he say? Did that jive with what he said?
I didn't understand it.
You heard what he said. He talked to you all those hours up in the loft, which you stupidly let him talk. What did he say in your mind? What was the thing he was saying to you?
In my mind?
Well, what did he say, sweetheart? God damn it, what did he say? Did he say he was sorry and he thought he wasn't good enough for you and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he's talking about, please, just give me one more chance.
Aha! Aha! You didn't mouth tell us about that, did you, Stanley? Please give me one more chance. You aren't even clever. I've got folks here cleverer than that. They automatically think that the sister will know what they're driving at. Please give me one more chance. And you walk out and come up in my face, and then you feel sorry for him. What about feeling sorry for this Jewish brother that had all of his relatives, most of the relatives killed? 7 million Jews died, too. You feel sorry for him?
Yes, Dad.
She's that short, though.
Can I say something? Janice, I wish you had felt sorry for me the other day when I left the meeting and I told you that I didn't have my stick and because of the surgery.
Let's don't get off on that track. You're sidetracked. You sidetrack. I know how to moderate. Don't tell to feel sorry for you and appeal to mothers, because all children can do when you deal with that is then they justify, because all children feel hostile to all of us who brought children into the world. Use others. Use other points, but don't use your own. It's a very bad argument. Never do it. No parent should ever get up and in any way appeal to them to feel sorry, because the rationale of all socialists the world over is that the child has a right to feel hostile for being brought into the world. You can say, well, I wouldn't have lived. There was a good point when you said, I wouldn't live with your dad if I had known father. That's a good point, but never, never appeal. And all parents hear this. Don't appeal to the child should feel sorry for you, because we who are parents should feel sorry for them. We brought them here. Because that makes it for an illogic, and we've got to try to appeal for logic here. Although I don't have no faith in appealing for logic, frankly, in this shit. It's just, I'll keep on being faithful and keep on trying to win these miserable white knights. I have to stand behind the radio and tell everybody what to talk. I want a feedback back there for how these interviews are going, how well these people are doing, because the time approaches. I need a clock set here. I say it a million times. A clock needs to set here because time running out on me. These interviews have got to go just right. I'll have to talk for every blessed one of them, as has been the usual practice. And they better listen, and you better tell them, by God, they better do what I tell them to say. Now, somebody's ass is going to be kicked all the way clear out to the learning crew, or the further than that, the psychological department. I don't want no shit saying, I don't hear you, I don't hear you. Get their ear open to hear me. Let me tell you, when you tell whatever the hell I asked, Sammy, what about the news? We got you in Zimbabwe and they've already won. I suppose it's convenient for you while you're fucking around, playing around, taking this white woman while she's in town and then coming home and asking to give you one more chance. Going over the leader's head, because the leader said, nay. But nobody pays any attention to the leader. No, no. You have to listen to that lollygag and listen. Make old Sam Stanley feel like he can keep on being the stupid little boy he's always been. Then the audacity to come to me and say, I feel sorry for him.
What do you
I wish somebody would feel sorry for me. No. Feel sorry for the movement. I don't want nobody to feel sorry for me because I don't believe in it. But I wish somebody to feel sorry for the movement wouldn't put me through this shit. But when I give you reason and judgment and give you principle and explanations over and again, then you don't listen. You're killing your leader. You are killing your leader. CIA hasn't been able to do it. Nobody's been able to reach out with the CIA bullet and get me. But I'll be goddamn you people because I know what caused my blood pressure to rise. It's already risen, whatever. 20, 30 points on both ends has already risen since this shit began. They're taking it every few minutes.
Tommy Johnson in here.
Thing about it is, and this is true. There's no such thing as character and sex at the same time at our stage. And that's what I think. It interferes because nobody's interested in anybody because of their... Sexually, it's not character. It's a bunch of bullshit. The only person who's ever given themselves is dead. And all this other shit about sex and character is crap.
Janice, what did you use for birth control? Was there some preventative use in this situation?
No, Mary Lou, because I didn't think I could get pregnant.
Excuse me, you are twice as fertile, being as that unnotified to me or Liz. You stopped taking the pills on your own. I found this out 3 nights ago after instructing you to go to the nurse, take your pills. I had depended on you, relied on you, trusted you. You were twice as fertile. I'm at fault in this situation because I did not absolutely make sure that Janice was taking her pills every day. It was a breakdown of communication. I should have double-checked with Liz. I should have double-checked with Janice to make sure it was being done. This is my fault.
The medical department ought to answer to this. Liz Ruggiero?
Yeah, right. Where is she?
She's in the nurse's office.
Somebody go switch off with her and have her come here. Mary Lou, though, even though you said you didn't follow up on Janice, there's about...
Well, you people are going to have to listen and look at... Use some phrases. Find out the phrases they use back there. Find out the phrases they use. They can tell you phrases they use. A couple of lines from them. Say, I haven't got time to do a lot of talking. They don't want to talk. But some of the more than that's got to talk better. Who is it that's capable of meeting it now?
Magnolia.
Magnolia, with no formal training, but her standing, a black woman, a senior. She can handle it. Leanne can handle it. Billy's getting there. And you mean the rest of them folk can't handle it? Well, they better get it sounding right. Well, they better put something in it. God damn it, I'm putting my life in it.
Right.
The point is what, Sarah?
I'm sorry. I said the point is I think...
Fuck up!
I think they're trying, but I think that it's just not, doesn't come out natural, even with the voices that...
They're not trying hard enough. By God, you can try.
You defended him.
What is it? What'd you say? If they really hated him, it's right, Diane. If they really hated him, it'd come across that way. And if it can't come across when I fucked white people in the ass and the vagina I hated, if you can't come across, you're a fucking traitor. You're going to catch him now?
Right. You can't get it
on one. Okay. Push on. Push on and don't damage the equipment, but get back as soon as you can. It's bullshit. Can't do. Can't do. If I'd have said I can't do. I stuttered and stammered when I was a child. Couldn't get a sentence out.
Dispute you in the middle of a fucking wife. Sarah, you're a dumbass. Where the fuck are you? Where's Sarah? Where is Sarah? You should never dispute that. We're in the middle of a white night and you dispute. Don't you ever do that again. As long as your name says whatever it is, don't do that again.
Absolutely.
You talk to him in private. You got something to say like
she did, but I put it on the microphone. I just thought that, you know, used for me to argue, but... No, but I'm just saying, no, you didn't. I put it on my phone. I'll say you do. You have done it, and it's a mistake. But the point is, I think you shouldn't even apologize to these people. God damn them, if they hated them, Diane hit it. Diane, old street Diane hit it. Been down the streets. If they really hate those goddamn relatives, it'll come through. And if we have to change words, talk your language, I don't care. We can change the words. We can shorten some of the sentences, but by God, you better talk. You better talk because all our lives are resting on you, and you better fucking well talk because for 27 years I've fought for you.
One of the things I want to ask you, Janice, did you plan on taking
and it
chance?
Better come through strong. No mealy mouse shit. Some of you people, I've saved your lives, got your asses out of jail, saved you, put my life on all the people's lives, me first on the line for you, and you can't talk. A lot of you people are educated in there. I heard Magnolia hadn't had half the education. A senior can talk and you can't talk. And she used to like her daughter more than you did yours. Goddamn shit. Some of you want some cover ass. You want something to go back to. Well, you ain't going back to nothing because they wouldn't let you if you could. Shift while you're at it. Shift. Take the blood pressure because it's still rising. I'm going to have to take some. I don't dare be too tranquilized, however, with blood pressure medicine when I'm trying to give these people coaching. And it's a hell of a note. We've got exactly what? 1 hour and 20 minutes, 1 hour and 50 minutes. Was it 8:30? What was it, 8:30? What time is the interview? Yeah, and we got less than 2 hours, so get your shit together. Paper there so they can change some words and get this across. I want to know the list of the coaches. I got to worry about all this. You assholes that can't even fuck. I can fuck 15 times a day and I got to worry about all this shit. Only fuck I want right now is the orgasm of the great fuck in the grave. But nonetheless, it's ridiculous. You people carry on with this bullshit over relationships, take up a damn time. Ask you for some news. I'm still in touch, Stanley. Stanley. Some adult help guys. They're little guys. So help me move those mics fast. Who told him to come up here? I said, Stanley. I know the news. Nobody needs to come up here to me. I'm the one that gives it. It won't work. It won't work. Okay. I'll try to help you out there.
Just speaking of the news today, Dad.
Oh, come on, Stanley. Any goddamn day. Knowing you, I'll give you any day. You pick it. The last time you come since you come in the summer.
I didn't catch this.
No, you didn't catch. Now, you're not deaf, but you didn't catch. Now, what did you catch? You haven't caught nothing since you've been here this summer? All these Johnson children have an intellectual background. What is this bullshit? And I don't believe your bullshit. Somebody could have made some intellectual out of you, but they've been too busy listening to your bullshit. Ought to make you stand over a goddamn book and say, leave me alone, goddammit, and let's read. You should have been reading to his ass, stupid son of a bitch. No excuse for you to be so stupid, because you con us very well. I'm not talking about limited intelligence. You're just stupid, because you haven't tried. All this con shit you were giving her. You sure was intelligent enough. You were intelligent enough. You were intelligent enough when I made it very clear to keep this shit out and close it down. You get right into her boudoir, right into the bed in her little attic, those cute little attics, and you start telling her, give me one more chance. Even though the office said no more chance. And so she gave him one more chance. Did you make love? Make sex?
Yeah.
What?
No, Dad.
Well, that's one breakthrough for women's emancipation. You were hesitant to say that, huh?
Yes, Dad.
Why?
Because I just get that way, Dad.
You just get that way?
Yes, Dad.
You sure wouldn't hesitate to have a public discussion over fucking another man's wife, a white woman, while a black woman was in town. Put another scar deep in the psyche of us all. Make all of us feel like we want to go out and get blow torches so our skin get a little darker. You didn't have any hesitation to talk about it then.
You couldn't get it up, or did Janice keep you from doing it?
That's a pertinent point. Thank you, Marcy. Would she let you fuck? Oh, shit. Would she let you fuck? Did you try and she wouldn't let you?
She let me.
Huh?
She let me.
She let you fuck last night, is what you're saying?
Oh, no, no. I didn't try.
You didn't try?
No, Dad.
Why? Did you feel confident?
No, Dad.
You felt confident to ask her to stay with you? What, were you worrying about that doctor's big dick?
No, Dad.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho. She said he was? He was worried about the big dick? He's standing in line. Standing in line. She said you talked about it. How many have not eaten? Shit. Just, I mean, sitting in the middle of a white night talking about your ugly fucking dicks. I got a mirror on you people over there in the back, in the side, so just know it. You don't happen to believe my gift, so I got a mirror on your ass. Okay, go on.